Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Hassenwinkel of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. At a special meeting of the State Board of Animal Health, the board issued a waiver of rule allowing the age of the brucellosis vaccine to be extended from 12 months to 14 months for heifers. With a shortage of the brucellosis vaccine and tags available, the board is temporarily extending the age requirement for brucellosis heifer vaccination to 14 months, the state veterinarian said. USDA was consulted and did not have any concerns with the extension. The waiver will be revisited at the next regularly scheduled Board of Animal Health meeting on March 12th. A delegation of North Dakotans is representing the state's cattle producers at the Cattle Industry Convention in San Antonio, Texas this week, attending the annual conventions of the American National Cattlewomen, Cattle Facts, and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, as well as the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Congratulations are in order for North Dakota's own Van Bedoff Dairy, recognized yesterday at the Cattle Industry Convention with the 2025 Beef Quality Assurance Dairy Farm Award. Employee training and establishment operating procedures ensure continuous management practices are maintained at the dairy. The dairy hosted Kurt Pate to train employees and neighbors wanting to improve their cattle handling skills. All staff employed by the dairy are required to sign a letter of commitment to cow care. This is a pledge to treat the animals in the most humane way to ensure cow quality of life and consumer trust. Congratulations to the Van Bedoffs. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association announced the appointment of key cattle industry leaders to serve on the association's policy committees. The policy committees review, discuss, and vote on resolutions brought forth by NCBA members. The grassroots policies become part of NCBA's policy book, which directs advocacy efforts in Washington, D.C. Jeff Schaefer of New Rockford was appointed the chair of the NCBA Agriculture, Food, and Policy Committee. Schaefer, a 35-year NDSA member and past president, represents the fifth generation of Rhine Valley Farms in Eddy County, which is comprised of a 400-head Angus cow-calf operation and 999 head backgrounding and finishing lot for owned and purchased cattle. Schaefer raises corn, soybeans, pinto beans, and seed oats. He also uses cover crops for his cattle enterprises. In addition, he and his wife Leanne are full-service Purina dealers. Also serving on the national level is Travis Maddock of Maddock, who serves as the Federation of State Beef Council's vice chairman, and Brian Amundson of Jamestown, who was named the Beef Promotion and Operating Committee. The North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation will participate in Giving Hearts Day 1 week from today, February 13th, with the goal of raising funds to support the 501c3's charitable mission, providing hope and opportunity for the state's beef cattle industry. The North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation has set a goal to raise $15,000 to support the organization's scholarship, leadership, promotion, research, building, and disaster relief objectives. If you are interested in making a Giving Hearts donation to nonprofit organizations like the Stockmen's Foundation, visit www.givingheartsday.org on February 13th. Early giving is also open and continues through the end of the day on February 13th. The North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation specific giving site can be found at www.ndstockman.org. Checks made directly to the North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation can also be accepted, and those can be mailed to 4520 Ottawa Street, Bismarck, North Dakota 58503. All Giving Hearts Day donations are tax deductible. For 95 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Hassenwinkel signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.